So when Srila Gurudev said, if Guru Maharaj tells us something, and he's saying very happily, he's saying, we know that it's true. We know it not only is true, that it's perfect. So then we can always begin from that position and then measure anything, weigh it, value it, assess it, because we have such a perfect master. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, when he composed the Pranam Mantram of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat, then you know that it is the perfect, comprehensive, complete representation of what is the Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat. Srimad Chaitanya Saraswata Mata Bara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim Bibrat Sambati Ganga Tata Nikata Navadvipa Koladi Rajay Yatra Sri Gaura Saraswata Nirata Gaura Gata Grananti Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. The conceptual architecture of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat has been given by Srila Guru Maharaj in the Pranam Mantram. He says, Srimad Chaitanya Sarasvata Mata Bara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. Udgita means loudly, Kirti, Kirtir, the Kirtan, of whom, Kirtan, sometimes Kirti means to glorify. Jai Sri, Jayasrim. Jai Sri means Srimati Radharani. So he's saying the Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat has been established to loudly proclaim the glories of Srimati Radharani to the world. This is the Sri Gauranamutam Sarupa Viditam Rupagrajanadra. This is the reason that Mahaprabhu has descended in this world. Bahiranga Sanghe Kori Nam Sankirtam Antaranga Sanghe Kori Rasa Ashvadan. Right? Sri Radhaya Mahima Pranaya Mahima Kidushovanayeva Shadya Yenadvuta Ashvada Yenadvuta Madhurima Kidusham Vedi no va madhya sokyam chasya maranu bhavita kidrisham beti lobha tad bhava dya samajani sachi garbha sindo harindu. This is in the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Saying, why did Mahaprabhu really, what are his personal reasons for descending in this world? He's giving Nam Sankirtan, but what are his personal reasons? To the love of Radharani that she alone possesses, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima, to understand the glories of that, to promote the glories of that to the world. So Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim, to spread the glories of Radharani in the world. Right? Yadi gorna hoite tabiki hoite kemani daritam dehe radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janata ke. In my Basu Ghosh, same thing. And bibrat sambati ganga tata, what is its location? Right, what is the GPS of Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat? But spiritually speaking, not mundane geography. It has, it's located in a particular spiritual domain. Right? Ganga Tata. On the Tata means the bank. On the banks of the Ganga. Where? Ganga Tata Navadip. In Navadip, on the banks of the Ganga. But where, to be more specifically? Koladri Rajay. Means Adri Raj, means Giriraj. So Kolad Navadipako, Ganga Tata Navadipako Ladri Rajay means on the banks of the Ganga and Gupta Govardhan and Navadvipdham. That's its location. from there, from that position, the glories of Radharani will be broadcast loudly, profoundly, with great magnitude all over the world. Then in Guru Maharaj's own words, he said, what are the activities of the members of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math? At the Sri Gora Saraswata Nirata, Gora Gata Grananti, Gora Kata, talking about Mahaprabhu, and spreading the glories of Mahaprabhu, Yata Yata Gora Bhatara Vinde, Vinde Ta Bhaktim Krita Punya Rasi, Tata Tatot Sarpati Hridya Kasmat, Radha Padamboja Sudamburasi. By dedicating oneself in service to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, what those who are Sukritivan, Sumedasa, right? The Krita Punya Punja, Sumedasa, Sukritivan, who are possessed of fine theistic intelligence, they'll realize the entrance to Vrindavan is in Navadvipa. Every atom of Navadvipa is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. The entrance into Krishna Lila is through Gaur Lila. Krishna Lila Amrita Sar Tar Shata Shatadar Das Diki Bahajaha Hoite Se Chaitanya Lila Hoi Sarovra Akshoy Manasa Hangsa Chara Tahate. What is generally reserved for the highest group of liberated souls, it's exclusive, is being distributed in the 10 directions through Gaura Lila. That means Krishna Lila, Krishna Lila Amrita Sar. It's reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. Now that's being liberally distributed in all directions. Anarpita Charim Chirat Kornayavatirna Kalo Samar Payatamunur Tojula Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushay Nama. Gora Gata Granante, glorifying Mahaprabhu. What did we who styled ourselves as members of the Krishna consciousness movement, what was immediately observable and overwhelming coming within the orbit of Srila Guru Maharaj and his divine holy lotus feet? Mahaprabhu, Radharani. We thought up to that point that Krishna was in the center and everyone was secondary to Krishna. Right? Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna people. Right? Everything Krishna, Krishna. And still everything is Krishna, Krishna. And Krishna is in the center. But what did we become aware of by the mercy of his divine grace? But Krishna is in the secondary position. Radharani is in the primary position. Madhura Rasa is the original Adi Rasa, Mukya Rasa. All the other rasas, Guru Maharaj said, are customers. They're customers of Madhura Rasa. They're satellites. It's the original. We like to say, no, it goes Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura. That's not untrue. But more to the point, it's Madhura Rasa, Adi Rasa, is the origin of everything. Janmadyasya Yataha. Parakya Bhav, Parakya Rasa, is the origin of everything. And then from there comes Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, Shanta, and everything else. When Guru Maharaj said, Madhvacharya says it goes this way, from a thing, the devata of that thing, the guru of it, Baladev, Radha Govinda Chid Lilamritam. And he's saying, Madhvacharya says this. Madhvacharya. What does Guru Maharaj say? But I say just the opposite. He says the opposite of Madhvacharya? How can you do that? Is that okay? Is that bona fide? If you look in the poetry of Srila Guru Maharaj, where he says about when he's praising Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that line, and the Bhaktivinoda Virahadasakam, what it says is that what you're giving goes beyond what was given by Ramanuja and Madhva. That's what it's saying. It exceeds what they've given. So when Guru Maharaj says, I say, Madhva charges that, I say just the opposite. Everything starts with Radha and Govinda and their Chidlilamritam, Chidlila, divine pastimes. Goragata Grananti, right? And the, what do you say? If you dedicate your serving capital to the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga, what happens? Tatat sarputi hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburase. Right? Automatically, subconsciously, deep within the core of the heart, the radha rasa shuddha nidhi begins to flow. So that one springs out of the soil of Vrindavan, radha padmankitadam Vrindavan jaranam, that soil that's embellished with the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani. With the service aspiration, radhika madhavasam, right? It's given by Raghunath Das Goswami, Guru Maharaj saying, normally, Gurudev telling too, normally his real devotees, they're saying they've not got. They're always in the hankering position, in want, right? He said, but in this verse, in the last line, he's saying what he got. Namasrestha manamapi sachiputra trasvarupam rupam tasyagraja madhupurim matarim ghostavatim radha kundam. Giribaramaho radhika madhavasam. Radhika Madhavasam, prapto, means I got all this by the grace of Guru, prapto jasya pratita kripaya sri gurun tanmatosmi. You've given namasrestam, radhakund, all of these things. But Radhika Madhavasam means that aspiration for the service, radha dasyam, for the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That's there. Nityam. Rupa Nuga Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. Same thing, Radhika Madhavasam. Nityam Rupa Nuga, in the line of Sri Rupa, Rupa Nuga. So everything given there very perfectly by Srila Guru Maharaj. And in a way, it cannot be modified, in that sense, adulterated. With, if we become acquainted with the contents of this sloka, then we will forever and always know what is the substantial aspect of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mahat. And the Krishna consciousness movement, if you read Sri Guru and His Grace, when Guru Maharaj is responding, people say, what is Krishna consciousness? He said, do you think Raghunath Das Goswami knows what it is? The Krishna consciousness movement, and he quotes this sloka. That's Raghunath Das's sloka, what it is. And we see Guru Maharaj's the pranam of the Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat mirrors the spiritual substance given by Raghunath Das Goswami. How perfect is that? That's why Gurudev would just so, with such affection and happiness, say, if Guru Maharaj is good, we know it's perfect. We already know it's perfect. And what I mean by that was when he is at the Imli Tal, and there's some sloka of Guru Maharaj saying, what is the year when Mahaprabhu came there and sat beneath the Imli tree? And because in the spiritual world, it may have some connection when he observed Radharani and separation, and then got the inspiration to descend as Mahaprabhu. That's another story, infinite. But so Guru Maharaj wrote a sloka and it has the date. And Gurudev is a young boy visiting there, just came from Badrinath or the tour. And these old god brothers, that they're all there and they can't decipher this sloka. They can't figure, what does it say? And what is the date? And they're thinking, the date to them appears to contradict what Saraswati Thakur said or what's given in Charitamrita. They can't figure it out. So Gurudev, he says, I know if Guru Maharaj has written it, it's perfect. That's how he starts his interpretation. Right? We're told, yasya deve prabhakti yata deve tatagaro tashyoite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. If you have that kind of faith in your guru, everything will be revealed to you. So he doesn't even know yet. He just has so much faith in the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. If Guru Maharaj wrote it, it's perfect. It has to be. He knows that. He knows it in his heart. It's perfect. So then he starts looking at it, knowing that it's perfect. And because he has that type of guru bhakti, prakashante mahatma, everything's being revealed to him in real time. Streaming reality is coming out of this sloka. Then he says, ratneshu vidanite. Vedanite. Ratneshu vidanite. So he knows there's a system. He's been trained by Srila Guru. There's a system. When they write dates, kavis, competent poets, we're talking about spiritual poets here, they have a system of numbers. Like, for example, four Vedas. So Veda can mean four, but sometimes there's three Veda. So sometimes Veda means three. There's Navaratna, means nine jewels. So if they put Ratna, it can mean nine. Sometimes it means five, Pancharatna. So there's a code word for one, a code word for two, three, Trinetra, like three eyes of Shiva and Durga. So Netra can mean three. There's a system. What will be four, five, six, seven, eight, nine? So Gurudev says, Ratneshu Vidanite. So, and then they put it in backwards. So they use this code, and it's the numbers are backwards. So only those who are qualified and have some mystic ability and capacity can extract and know. So Gurudev sees that it says, 954, put it backwards, 459. So in the year of 459, Mahaprabhu came and sat beneath this tree. And he reveals to these old, they're with the beard and the old, that it's 459 on that Bengali calendar. And they're astonished. They think he's a kid. How does this kid know that it's the year 459? And Gurudev's answer, because if it is written by Guru Maharaj, we know it's perfect. So Srila Guru Maharaj is that perfect guru, and Srila Gurudev is the perfect servitor of the perfect guru. That's the Chaitanya Saraswati Mat. Hare Krishna.